Hi, this is Jonathan Garfinkel, and this is my first thought. I was walking through the Planeta Park this morning in Krakow, Poland, and thinking about travel and what it does to us, and the idea of the constant self versus the changing self, how we can enter a place and be changed, and how there's a permeability to our skin and senses, how a place can infect you with its history and politics and people. And it got me to wondering about what is constant in who we are, and this idea of solidity and this idea of self. How do we account for these changes in who we are? And how do we say that this is who we are when who we are is constantly changing? Hello, this is Jonathan Garfinkel, and my second thought of the week, live from Kozłów, Poland, on a train platform next to a broken-down train, a train I was traveling on. Today's thought is about the broken-down train, and what happens when our plans are suddenly interrupted. Fortunately, I don't really have to be anywhere today, so I kind of have this luxurious feeling of actually escaping time here on the platform. It's a beautiful sunny day. We're actually not more than 60 kilometers from Krakow. And there's a kind of sense of, I don't know, that I've stolen something away in actually being able to walk outside of the movement of things and the need to move forward and arrive at a place. I've actually just arrived right here. Hi, this is Jonathan Garfinkel, and this is my third thought. Today's thought is about transitions and the disparate worlds we live in. We live in an age where many of us travel and work in different places. We are communicating with different people all the time, all through over the world. This morning I was chatting with a friend in Berlin, other friends in Warsaw. I'm in Montreal and just arrived and am completely disoriented. I woke up in the middle of the night and didn't know where I was. And I had the feeling that I was somehow in between places. And I just wonder if in our traveling we just need to let ourselves have that in-between place time. If there is only some sort of chamber for us to exist in and just say, this is my transition. Hi, this is Jonathan Garfinkel with my fourth thought. Today I'm going to talk about the news. And today specifically I was watching the news at Cafe Italia in Montreal without the sound on, and it was, which created a kind of interesting and somewhat surreal experience. It's sort of like life without commentary, which was refreshing in some ways, and then surreal in another way. I felt like I was an alien that had kind of arrived in this planet of television, and in fact, the first thing that got me was an advertisement of these three women walking in slow motion. They're sort of accentuating their hip movement and asses. And it ended up being, I guess, a commercial for Weight Watchers or something like that. And then, of course, it shifted right into the news of the hundreds of migrants who had died off the coast between Libya and Italy. And sort of one series of images flowed from one to the other. And somehow without the commentary, it just created this incredible collage of where and how we live. Hi, this is Jonathan Garfinkel, and this is my fifth thought. I'm going to talk about Mathilde, the pigeon who's living on my fire escape. She has in the last couple of weeks, built a nest on my fire escape. Obviously, she thinks it's some sort of tree. And she's laid a couple of eggs. And
when I first got back to my apartment after being away for 3 weeks, I was a little bit disturbed by the presence of the pigeon. I mean, most of us don't really, I don't really like pigeons. They're sort of on par with rats or other vermin, in my mind at least. And what is interesting, though, is my initial reaction was complete and utter fear and disgust. And I have to admit, I wanted to actually destroy the nest, which I have not done. In fact, I've grown to appreciate Mathilde and her two eggs, soon to be chicks, I suppose. And I'm sort of eagerly awaiting their birth this spring. Hi, this is Jonathan Garfinkel, and this is my sixth thought. Today I'm going to talk about people who run across the street to try and catch a bus. Now, it occurs to me that this is not much of a thought. It does not really offer any insight into the world. Sometimes people are just late and they have to run and catch a bus. There's nothing particularly interesting about that thought, except the fact that I think I don't have an interesting thought today. That is the limit of my thoughts, at least for this week. And maybe we just need to embrace that, or I need to embrace that. Sometimes my mind is blank, and there are what appears to be a kind of stoicism or silence where interesting things are happening. Actually, there is not much happening in this brain today. Hello, my name is Jonathan Garfinkel, and this is my seventh thought. I'm going to talk about space disco today. Just put on some of this music by Lidstrom this morning, a Norwegian DJ, and I kind of got, it took me back into my thoughts of what space was, outer space was in the 1970s and 80s as I was growing up in suburban Toronto, Canada. And the concepts of the synthesizer, really, which took us there, as did Star Wars and Star Trek, of course. Now, I was a great fan of Doctor Who, and I think what I loved about Doctor Who was that the budget was so low that you were forced to use your imagination so much more. And I found it horrifying, the sounds of the enemies trying to kill the Doctor, using the word over and over again, exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. Hello, this is Jonathan Garfinkel. This is my eighth thought, and I'm going to talk about spring. It's spring in Montreal, and it's kind of an amazing time. Everyone's come alive. It's like everyone's come out of their apartments, and you see people you didn't even realize were still here, or people that you didn't even know existed. The winter's rather cruel here. There's something incredible about all the layers of clothing that come off as you're walking outside your door. Personally, I'm pretty exhausted from it all. It's so tiring looking at all these beautiful people. But it's good to be here, and it's a good time to be alive. Hello, this is Jonathan Garfinkel with his ninth and last thought. Today I'm going to talk about fashion. I've always wanted to have a fashion show secretly. Part of it is that I like the idea of dressed up and wearing clothes to suit a certain mood. When I lived in Budapest, I would put on a corduroy suit, and green tie, and a fedora, and walk through the city streets, and I would end up at one of those elegant Hungarian cafes. Incredible ceilings and windows that let the light in. And I would sit there and write. But there was something about putting on the suit that just allowed me to become a different person, much like speaking a different language.